music industry by the late, who was referred to as the grandfather of singers in Uganda. It's called now the late Christopher Sebaduka. So he who introduced me into the music industry, and I started it off right here from the National Theatre. The style of music here in Uganda is referred to as Kadongo Kamu. Kadongo Kamu literally means that one guitar. So during then we used to have one guitar. You just play it as a solo artist. You play, you voice as you play your single guitar. It's like the same thing with the baskers, like baskers. So, but then later on, as time went by, then we started adding in more instruments like the bass, the drums. Yes, it's now we're playing like a band. This just came about because of the development in the music industry, or the evolution, and just to add in more kind of vibe into the whole music. But one thing, the condition was that if you have to be an artist of this category, it was like you must know your guitar, to play the guitar yourself. And the guitar was very, very instrumental in writing and composing songs for themselves. So in other words, it was really hard to do their music without the knowledge of the guitar. Well, this kind of music I do, it's best from the central region, which is the Uganda region, where the majority, it's the majority ethnic group. So it's based on the Uganda or central traditions and the rhythms and the sounds, probably. But however, in other regions, apart from central regions, they are where there have been also such kind of musicians there, plays according to their ethnicity. When he started, during then, there was not any recording company here. In the 70s, they all had to go up to Kenya, that's in Nairobi or Kericho, to be specific. And they used to record on the vinyl, discs. That's where they used to record their songs. Like on one side, they say two songs or two tracks, and then on the other side, two tracks. So that's where they. Oh, one.
Single.
Oh, single, yes.